that's New Guns N' Roses. I mean, it is New Guns N' Roses, but it's called Perhaps.
Sure.
It's confusing.
A little.
Especially on a Monday, man. Can't even.
What's happened? How was the weekend?
It was good. How about you?
It was good.
Yeah. Did you do anything weird? I saw you went to a game.
I did. I went to a Galaxy game.
Yeah. Got rained on a little bit. Not too bad. Nice.
Although when the players stepped on the grass, you could see water distance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, jeez. It was really soggy.
Wow.
And so everything was a little bit slower.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny to watch.
Right on. And I guess today is Arbor Day or Groundhog Day or something. I don't know. Anybody fooled you with any tree jokes?
They have not,
or,
because it's April Fool's Day. Yeah.
Can we just do without that? Can we just skip over that?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys covered all of that back in the 90s.
We did it as best we could.
Sending people to non-existent malls. Tell them to ditch work so they could come to a live concert from Blink 182 that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Liars.
We pre-recorded it.
Yeah. Liars.
Our management did not love that.
Yeah.
Didn't love it.
Tripp rarely got upset, the general manager. He hardly, what are you guys doing?
Yep. You have to tell them it's a joke. And then Bean said, well, I don't know how to. Maybe you need to.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Tripp.
That's what happened. Let's talk about today's show. Give me five.
Yeah, it is, Songs with Fool in the title, of course.
Songs with Fool in the title.
So I'm guessing some Cinderella.
We have What's Up with Florida.
Nice. Good to learn.
We have Ghost Pets.
Yeah, this is a weird story.
Because Sluggo.
Yeah, don't tell them all. Just that there's a ghost in my house. Little black ghost. Little black cat ghost.
Sluggo has a ghost pet.
Yep.
Do you?
Gosh, don't most people?
Well, that's my question. I don't know. I've never seen one.
They'll be talking about that in the 4 o'clock hour.
People are dumb on the way. One American dollar and the KLOS name game?
$9,300. Nobody's gotten that freaking cartoon yet.
92 guesses.
Yeah.
All wrong.
Yep, every one of them so far.
So your chance to win will come up before 4 o'clock.
And JD was doing it this past weekend. He was playing some of our songs, but he was screwing with them and putting in weird stuff so they sounded weird. We're going to keep doing that 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock hour. When you hear a KLOS song with something wrong with it, someone has fooled with it.
Has edited it.
Yeah, you'd be caller 25, and we can get you in to see Def Leppard and Steve Miller and Journey, the Summer Stadium Tour at SoFi on August 25th. Those tickets available now at Ticketmaster. But when you hear us play something that's screwed up sometime between now and 4, be caller 25.
On 95.5 KLOS.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Chinese woman spikes pregnant colleague's drink to stop her from taking maternity leave.
She was jealous that she was going to get maternity leave?
Nope. She was afraid of having to handle the workload herself. An employee at a government-affiliated institution has been accused of poisoning her pregnant colleague.
Wow. That's lazy. I mean, I'm lazy, but that is a special kind of lazy.
The employee had been regularly spiking her colleague's water bottle. Noticing the strange taste, the pregnant employee initially suspected the office water supply was somehow.
Yeah, you're not thinking, hey, I'm pregnant. I bet someone's trying to poison me so they don't have to do a little bit of extra work.
So she switched to bottled water that was sealed.
Right.
And set up a video on her iPad.
Oh, wise.
And noticed
this cow coming over.
A woman in a black vest is seen approaching her desk, opening a small bottle and pouring a powder-like substance before leaving quickly.
Man, oh man.
The employee took the bizarre step because she said she did not want her colleague to take maternity leave as she could not manage the increased workload.
Wow. So instead of going to the boss or going to a friend, clearly she didn't have any friends.
Right.
Like, I'm a little concerned. Maybe just off the baby.
Off the mom.
I believe it
was just to get rid of everybody.
Wow.
You're causing a permanent amount of work for yourself.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I didn't even think of that.
So dumb.
She is dumb.
First.
I need dollar, that's what I need.
I mean, I can't give away money if I haven't won money. I don't feel like giving away money if I haven't won money.
You haven't won money in a while.
It's been a minute.
It has.
It's time for me to win a dollar. You got something easy today?
Top 10 Easter candies in the United States based on DoorDash sales data.
Ishtar candy. I don't know. It's been a minute since I hunted eggs.
It's a very specific list.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, that should be easy then.
Which makes it much harder, but I'll try and be generous.
Damn it. Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, first thing that leaps to mind, hops to mind, chocolate bunnies. We got to have chocolate bunnies on the list somewhere.
Chocolate.
You know what I love bunnies. Is biting the butt out of a chocolate bunny. Just bite that butt right out of there.
You just said that.
I did.
Said that out loud?
I did.
Chocolate bunnies. Yeah. I don't.
How do you have chocolate bunnies? Well, I don't. The most everybody gets a chocolate damn bunny.
I don't see.
Oh, maybe we'll crying out loud.
Maybe you'll discover that I read it wrong because every one of these is a 10-word
right
title.
Right.
So I don't think so.
Well, just go ahead and give it to me because clearly chocolate bunnies.
I'm saying,
bunnies
no. I'm saying I don't think so.
Well, those Peeps things are damn popular.
Peeps are garbage.
Yeah, they really are bad. They're super bad. Ah.
Please, they're on the list.
They're so bad.
They're so bad.
What are those Cadbury chocolate eggs things? Those Cadbury eggs.
Cadbury cream egg
yeah.
milk chocolate Easter candy
good,
is
man.
The name of
yeah.
it. All right, you
those
got
are good.
Two.
One American dollar, by the way, brought to you by Yamaval Resort and Casino at San Manuel. If you spend one American dollar at Yamaval, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaval.com. I don't suppose you did any Ishtar stuff yesterday.
Had some people over.
Did you?
Yeah, it was quite fun.
Had ham? Why is ham?
Did not have ham.
No? How about lamb? I know that's another popular. No? Well, good
just
for
a
you.
Lot of chocolate.
jelly beans. Aren't those like a...
I mean, I guess
Easter
I'm going to have
thing?
To give it to you because yeah. Starburst jelly beans are original.
Oh, sure. Right? Okay. Yeah. Right. Why those?
Seems very
but these
specific.
Are the most sold ones through Amazon, you're saying? Right?
No, not through Amazon. Through DoorDash.
DoorDash.
Yes.
Oh, okay. For all the really high
so
drunk
you have
people.
Four guesses. You have two guesses left and you need to get one.
I seem to remember Swedish fish being around a lot.
Top
back
10
in the day.
Easter candies.
Was there any Swedish fish?
Swedish
on yes.
fish.
Ah.
Also garbage, but I liked it.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yes.
I hate them. I can't stand them.
Understandably,
yeah.
because they're garbage.
Terrible. Yeah.
They're terrible. I don't know why I like them, but I do. All right, what
speaking
guess
of circus peanuts, didn't they used to have those all the time? I don't know if those are. I guess those are Halloween, but I'll guess those anyway. I don't know.
Sorry,
damn it.
Incorrect,
damn it.
Sir.
All right, what's on the list?
All right, I haven't even heard of some of these. Number 10, Ferrero Rocher Fine Hazelnut Chocolate Easter Bunny.
I almost said that. Oh, Chocolate Easter Bunny. That's what I said. Chocolate Bunny. That's a bunny. It's a chocolate bunny.
I mean, yeah.
Why do you have that weird-ass
but it's
name?
A pretty
no
specific
one on earth
bunny.
Knows what the hell that is. It's a chocolate bunny.
I'm not going to give it to
listen
you for
to this,
the
ladies and gentlemen.
Not for the dollar. That would make the difference. Number
damn
nine,
it.
You got Peeps. Yep. Marshmallow Chicks candy, which is terrible.
Ooh, I don't know
number
what that is.
Eight, Dove Milk Chocolate Easter candy.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
It's just
Dove chocolate
yeah.
Easter candy.
Lint Milk Chocolate Bunny.
Well, there's another chocolate. Yeah, there's two chocolate bunnies. You got to give it to me now. Two chocolate bunnies on your list.
I got to give it to you.
Yeah,
I guess there's
I got
two
dollar!
Of them. Yeah.
Woohoo!
Well done.
God damn.
Do I have time to finish?
Sure.
Snickers, Twix, Milky Way, and more assorted Easter chocolate candy bulk variety pack.
Sure, that's a good one.
That was on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah.
Hershey's Kisses Milk Chocolate Candies share pack.
Right.
Starburst jelly beans you got, Cadbury cream egg, milk chocolate Easter candy, and Reese's. Let's talk about you, Slugger.
Yeah, talk about freaky. This is bizarre.
Let's talk about your mental state.
It's very strange. Mm-hmm. Well, it have to include my wife as well, and you know her. She's not completely bananas. I mean,
she's much smarter than you.
Yes, she was. The only thing she's ever done foolishly was marry me.
Right.
What was she thinking? But we're both. I think we need to visit a shrink.
What happened?
We have lived in this new place for a couple of years now. And I kept seeing a black cat wandering around. I had black cats. We had black cats up
but
until
you don't
a couple
now.
Years ago. Nope, haven't had them okay. for a few years. They, you know, got old.
Okay, did you see them or any
nope.
black cats at your other
nope.
place? Where
no,
you
I just no. glanced down like maybe three or four times over the course of maybe 3 months, and I thought I saw a black cat. We have a little black dog,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, oh, it must be the little black dog, but I looked over, and she'd be in her basket, or she'd be laying on the couch, or
and
whatever.
And you would look back and see...
No, I just would see a shadow. It looked like a
shadow
walking by. So after like 3 or 4 months
see,
of this...
that's what puts it into the shaky world for me. I saw a shadow.
I mean, at first, my brain said, oh, black cat walking by, and I'm like, I don't have a black cat. Look down, nothing there.
Right.
Happened again. Oh, black cat walking by. Look down. Nothing there.
Right. But still, I'm thinking to myself, I'm not telling anybody I saw that.
Until like 3 or 4 months, and the fourth time it happened, I finally said to my wife, hey, Have you seen a black cat around here, around the house? And she goes, and this was the creepy part. Yes. She looked at me like, yeah. Yes, I've been seeing a black cat in the house.
What?
Is that what you're asking me? And I'm like, yes. I keep seeing a little black cat. Yeah, wandering around.
Does she see it as a shadow, too?
Yep.
The exact
same thing. Now, how many times have we been through this kind of thing before, her and I? Zero. Never in our lives.
That's why it's interesting to me.
Yeah, that's why it's freaky as hell. So we actually asked the, you know, the place where we live. We're like, was there a black cat living here? And apparently there was. And the woman was bananas, like totally wacko. But nothing about the cat passing on or anything weird happening to her.
All right, so ghost pets is the topic.
And ghost animals. Have you ever seen a ghost animal? Like
818-955-KLOS. There are a bunch of people on a Reddit board that, like, our cat died recently, and one night I swore I felt him jump on the bed with me.
Right.
I told my husband about it the next day. His eyes got wide, and he said when he came into the bedroom to bed, he swore he saw the cat sitting on the hoop chest.
Woo! That's freaky. That's just freaky.
Is this a real thing?
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, that's the thing is, like, neither one of us have ever had anything like that at all.
You've never seen a grandparent or any relative that passed?
Nope. Nothing. Zero. Zippo. And, you know, I'd be like, you know me, I like abandoned places. I go into, like...
You do go into really crazy, scary places.
The only thing that might be in there would be, like, a squatter back in the day. That was the only thing that you ever run into. Not a ghost.
Here's another one. When my pet rabbit died for a few weeks or so after his death, we would regularly hear him thumping in his cage.
That's so weird.
So there's... Most of these are tied to a pet death.
And that's the thing.
There's a limited time afterwards.
Yes.
Yours has neither...
It's
none
been
of
like 3 years or so since we've had cats, and I don't feel that this is one of those two black cats that we had. I don't think it doesn't. I never thought, oh, there's my cat, you know.
Did you ever set up a camera?
No, we haven't done that yet.
What?
No.
I would be obsessed.
It's so rare. I think it's happened, I'm going to say with her, like maybe 3 times. So 7 times altogether
that
since we've been there in a couple years. Yeah.
But if it's wandering around the house at all times,
I don't know.
Set up a camera.
I guess we do.
All right. So you have seen a ghost pet.
A ghost animal of any kind.
818-955-KLOS.
You ever noticed how stalkerish 80s songs were?
Yeah, they are very much so.
Just like, hey, I'm going to be watching you all the time. I'm an obsession with you. I'm obsessed.
That one's been misunderstood for a long, long time. We are talking about, and I know this sounds weird, but we're talking about ghost pets.
Yeah. So I have seen a cat in my apartment, and I thought I was going bananas. So after...
Sligo's not a person who sees ghosts everywhere.
No, I've never, ever. And so I mentioned to my wife, and she's like, yes, I saw it too. I've seen it. It's following me around occasionally. I've seen it like 3 times now. Almost kicked it, I thought, one time.
Wow, that's crazy.
Very weird. Yeah. I mean, I kind of love it. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's going on, but we keep seeing a black cat in the house.
Hmm.
Just for a second.
Hello.
My brother and I used to live in Ontario, and then we told my sister about that we had a ghost kitty. She didn't believe us, and one day she was over, and she's standing against the wall, and she goes, oh, where is he? We go, what? She goes, the cat. He goes, I almost stepped on him. And we looked at her and laughed, said, cat's not in the house. That's the ghost kitty.
Wow.
And blew her mind.
How?
Yeah, blew our mind. I mean,
did she run from you?
No, she was just kind of, you know, she... was surprised that, you know, she didn't think we were telling the truth about it.
Until she thought she almost stepped on a cat that wasn't there.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
That's pretty great.
I love it. Thank you. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hey. Hi there. Ghost pets.
Yes. I didn't have a pet, but I saw a shadow in my house, and I saw orbs coming out.
And you saw what?
Orbs.
Orbs coming out of the shadow.
No. So basically, look, I set up, I do security systems.
Right.
So I saw a shadow in my living room, and then, like, I checked my cameras, and then, like, a couple seconds later, I saw the orb flying out of my house, and then I seen it weeks after that coming, flying in and flying out.
So what was it then?
I guess a ghost,
Not a pet.
When you say orbs, you mean like in the movie Phantasm, that round flying ball sort of thing?
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. They sometimes say that's a spirit. I don't know. I don't believe it. I never believed any of that, but now that I have a ghost cat,
right? Yeah, but I saw somebody in my living room, so I jumped up and then went to my living room, and then nobody was in my house, so then I checked my security system, and that's when I seen the orb fly out.
I got you.
Very, very, very weird. Do you have that footage? Have you ever posted it or anything? Shown it to anybody?
No, never showed it to anybody.
All right, good work.
Yeah, I think you should post it. Post it on at Kevin and Sluggo. We want to see it.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, dude. 818-955-KLOS.
Ghost pets.
I should say it's not April Fool's Day. I mean, it is April Fool's Day.
Right, but that's not what we're talking about.
No.
Sluggo actually has seen a ghost pet.
And so is my wife, weirdly, and we don't ever see things, and we didn't talk about it.
Do you ever discuss? Do you ever talk about it? No?
About this cat that we keep seeing in our house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about it a bunch of times.
All
like, I'm like, what the? Because it's never happened. We've been together for like 25
That's
years.
That's what's fascinating to me, because it seems like the same people see all the ghosts.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. So in this particular case, that's not the case.
No.
All right. You had a ghost pet?
I was a kid, 12, 13 years old, and down next to a creek that fed into a river. I grew up in North Carolina. And I was down there on the side of the creek messing around, and I had a motorcycle back then, and I was down there and I started hearing noises. It sounded like a real strong, deep heartbeat, you know, thump, 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 thump. And I got scared. Where the creek was just a little bit beyond the tree line was what we called the flats. It was some farmland that we didn't farm it, but somebody else did. But anyway, I got ready to leave because I was scared. And when I took off on my motorcycle, I glanced over my shoulder. And what I seen looked to me, and I kept telling myself for 40 plus years now, it looked like possibly a bear standing on its hind legs with its hands straight up.
Right.
I don't believe in Bigfoot or Sasquatch, so it's either it was a bear, which, you know, black bears are in North Carolina, which where I lived, they weren't really in that area, but
right.
It was either a bear or a ghost. So there's my story.
Wow. And you must, did you get like chills like in the back of your neck, that sort of thing?
Oh my God. You know, it just scares the daylight out of you.
Yeah, they always say that if you feel that on the back of your neck, there's something going on. I don't know. I mean, yeah.
It scared the absolute
sure.
hell out of
absolutely.
Of course.
No, totally.
Either way, that's scary.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello?
Hey, ghost animals. You run into any?
Yeah, so I had a sphinx who basically had a heart attack and died in my arms next to my bed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and so that same morning, we went to the store and bought this, like, skull. It was, like, kind of a decoration, like, about the size of a watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it to where his cat post used to be, the scratching post. My wife went in and was like, why'd you put this skull here? And I was like, what do you mean? And I went back in, and it was in the middle of the room.
Whoa!
Like, he had moved it. And then a couple of days later, there was a big banging under our bed while we were laying there watching TV, and every animal turned to look to see what this banging was right next to where he had died.
Wow. Okay, there you go. That's good. I like that kind of weird-ass stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. That's pretty crazy.
He was definitely there, so.
Wow. Phenomenal. Awesome. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
You were talking about ghost pets?
Yes.
Well, years ago, my cat passed away, and I was so distraught that I called home to speak to my dad, who at the time was dying of cancer. And my brother answered the phone, and he said to me, he goes, Dad can't come to the phone right now. He's chasing a non-existent cat through the house.
Whoa! Holy cow.
Wow, that's quite the twofer.
So the cat went to visit your dad.
I think so. And then my dad passed away that week.
Wow, that's freaking weird.
And I hadn't told my family that the cat had passed away.
Wow.
I was just so distraught. And
yeah.
I wanted, you know, you want to talk to family
sure.
when you're so upset.
Yeah.
Of course.
And very interesting.
So weird.
Yeah. Very weird. That's awesome. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Ghost pets.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, ghost pets.
Yeah. I said, my name is David. I'm back in 2008, my dad passed away, and I had a Jack Russell Terrier, and we're both watching TV. And it was like about a month later after my dad passed, and we're watching TV, and I was seeing this silhouette of a ghost image walking down the hallway, made a right turn and going to the garage. My dog looked right at me, and he and I, we looked at each other, and I go, yeah, buddy, his name was Milo. I told him, yeah, man, I saw him too. He didn't want to go to the garage after that.
There's nothing freakier than the animal seeing something.
Yeah, no kidding.
That, because they're not fooling around. They're not screwing around. They're looking at something.
Yeah, he saw it. We both saw it. Well, we just saw a silhouette of a man. And I'm sure it was my dad.
Wow.
He lived in, it was a trip.
I wouldn't have gone in there either.
No, I'd never go in there
I'd
either.
Sell
I'm
that
with
house.
Milo, yeah.
I would sell that house.
He didn't want to go to the garage after that.
I don't blame him.
Well, that's my story.
That's awesome.
Give me five.
times in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
So anybody get you today on April Fool's Day?
They did not.
Huh. I was trying to convince everybody that today was a national holiday and that you needed to stay home. And
how'd that work out?
I think a lot of people are going to be fired tomorrow.
Excellent.
I'm very happy about that.
That's good news.
Songs with Fool in the title. Give us a call if you can think of one.
818-955-KLOS.
Start with Styx and Fooling Yourself. Songs with Fool in the title, you know, because it's Arbor Day. And
it's April 1st.
A couple people requested this next one, but I think, you know, first, Tim Galindo usually sends us really good requests. They usually make a lot of sense, but I think he was a little high today because he wrote Ships of Fool. Is that right?
He wrote Ships of Fool, yeah.
So we don't have Ships of Fool, but Kirk suggested this one from Robert Plant. I love this song from the Now and Zen album back in 88. Ship of Fools. If you got anything with Fool in the title, give us a call, 818-955-KLOS.
Hi, is this KLOS?
Yes, it is.
I have a song request.
All right.
It's Foolin' It by Def Leppard.
Fa-fa-fa-fa-foolin'?
Fa-fa-fa-foolin'.
You got it. Who are you?
Audrey.
Audrey, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
You are required by various international treaties to have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Sharon IR asked for that one. Def Leppard Foolin'.
Yep.
That was at Kevin and Sluggo. And I want to send this next one out to Gamora.
Hi, how about the Rolling Stones, Daddy, You're a Fool to Try?
I love that song.
That's that is great.
Song. I do too. It's a badass song.
Right? Who are you?
I'm Anne Marie.
You got it. Thanks for calling. We'll do it for you for sure.
Thank you very much.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike, and you guys messed up because you played Robert Plant, Ships of Fool, and you couldn't play Led Zeppelin, Fool in the Rain.
Oh, I think we're going to play that one, too.
Oh, fantastic. So you guys did mess up. I appreciate it.
No, we did mess up. We always mess up. I mean, just guaranteed it's messed up.
That's a solid guess always.
So right after these exciting commercial messages, we'll do that one and give you another chance to go see Def Leppard and Journey and the Steve Miller Band. So stick around. And while you're dialing, we got one more Fool song. The foolishness continues. We got a request for this, Robin Trower. So this is song number 8, I think, of Gimme 5 today.
That's how we do.
Good luck. Call now. Another Fool song for your April Fool's Day. That is The Fool and Me, Robin Trower by request. With this board work.
I mean, listen, we only need part of it. The quote, the
alligator
was right there.
Oh, alligator.
10 rescued after airboat overturned in the Everglades.
10 out with the alligators.
One of the passengers, Jose Maldonado, told 7 News he'd been taking some friends and family members visiting from out of town and some from Puerto Rico out on the boat to look for
alligator.
You're going to find them, buddy. You're going to find
them. At some point, Maldonado said the person operating the airboat made a, quote, hard turn.
Ah, someone's drunk.
All of a sudden, the captain wanted to make a U-turn sort of on the water so we could get a better picture of the
alligator.
You guys should see this alligator. Hold on, let me turn this sucker.
So it was right there. He saw it, tried to make a U-turn. The boat just flipped on its side.
Oh.
We were all in the water, and we were all screaming because the
alligator
was right there. Can you imagine?
How many limbs were bitten off?
A good Samaritan came to the rescue of these multiple passengers, took them on board.
Mm.
Hip deep in the swampy waters is not where you want to be when there's an
alligator.
Apparently it did swim away, though. It did not eat
all of them.
I don't
want to eat these idiots. These people are stupid.
Cameras captured the officials taking the boat's operator into custody. Ah. Officials say the operator, an employee of Coopertown Airboat Rides, was arrested and taken to jail for having neither proof of completion of a boating safety course nor a captain's license issued by the Coast Guard.
I had a lot of booze too, man.
He did a U-turn right on an
alligator.
Time for what we learned. People are dumb. A woman tried to poison a pregnant coworker because she didn't want the increased workload when the woman took maternity leave.
And of course, it never occurred to her that if she offs her coworker, she's going to get a whole lot of work for a very long time.
Permanently. Sluggo won one American dollar.
Woo!
For knowing 4 out of the top 10 Easter candies.
Hey man, if you're talking candy, you're talking sweets, you're talking food, I'm going to win.
And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
And I am off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
It's Eric.
Eric, why are you calling KLOS?
Well, I wanted to talk to you first, Logo, but second of all, I heard something weird with that song.
You did, and you won tickets for Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller Band.
Yes!
Well,
that's
done.
Awesome.
That's half the good news. Woo-hoo. The other is half is you don't have to talk to me now. Yay! Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Corey.
Corey, why are you calling KLOS?
Oh, I'm calling regards to the... just whatever the noise you guys just played through in that song.
Yeah, it was kind of freaky, wasn't it? The little kid doing the prayer?
Yes.
That was Brazier, and it nets you tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller since you're caller 25.
Oh, my God, sweet.
They're playing Sunday, August 25th at SoFi Stadium. Everybody else could buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you got yours for free. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Hold on, don't go away. We'll get all your info. Stay right where you are.
Okay, thank you.
We have two tickets for you to see Def Leppard and Journey with Steve Miller Band on the Summer Stadium Tour. It's happening Sunday, August 25th at SoFi Stadium. You can get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, or you can win them for free if you're caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS.
Who's this?
Robert.
Robert, you're caller 25.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Oh, cool.
You got something to do August 25th. It's a Sunday at SoFi Stadium. It's Def Leppard, Journey, and the Steve Miller Band.
Well, it seems like I now I have something to do, right?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Okay. Congratulations, man. Hold on a second. Don't go away, and we'll get your info, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We're not doing it right this second, but $9,300.
Yeah, a lot of money on the line. You need to win this. We need to get it out of here.
That is the KLOS name game. It's coming up a little bit later on this hour.
What's that? I haven't heard of this.
It's a game where we give away $9,300 this hour. We'll take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
I think it's damn time someone wins this money.
KLOS, who's this?
Keith.
Keith?
Oh, Nikki.
Oh, Nikki.
Nikki.
You realized your name is actually Nikki, not Keith.
You're caller 25.
Oh, I am?
Yes, yep. You are.
Awesome.
You get to play for $9,300 in the KLOS name game. We're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And Nikki, the last couple of guesses were Marcy. I don't know what that is. Marcy. I know her. She rules. She's the best. Where the hell is she? And Bart Simpson. I don't know who that is either, but those are wrong. What do you think for Nikki for $9,300? It is we're looking for.
I'm guessing Odie.
Odie. That is not one I believe we've heard before, so we go to the big file of answers and find... Damn it.
The buzzer. Sorry. Thank you for trying.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Next hour, $9,400.
It's the name game. The name game. The name game.
We have $9,400. We'll take caller 25. 818-955-KLOS.
And he said he was getting his Kiss records out, so here's a Kiss record for you while you call. Should really play one of the accident lawyer commercials.
Right, yes, we should.
Yeah, but we're going to do this instead. The name game. The name
game. KLOS, who is this?
This is Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Maria, you're caller 25.
No way.
Yes.
True, yes.
Yes, you are. The growing pot is up to $9,400.
I'm growing pot, man.
And we're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And Maria, the last couple of guesses were Odie, no relation to the Odie bar from Serenity the film, and Bart Simpson. But both of those are wrong. So what do you think for $9,400 the cartoon character is we're looking for?
Captain Caveman?
Captain Caveman.
Captain Caveman.
Wow, I haven't thought of Captain Caveman since the 1970s.
You had that right ready, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well done, Maria.
Yes. It's not right.
Not
but
so
well done,
but damn it.
Okay.
Thank you for trying.
So sometime between now and 6.
It'll be $9,500. $9,500. 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 25. Good luck. The name game. The name game. Let's do it. KLOS, who is this?
This is Wally.
Wally?
Wally, you're caller 25.
Time to play.
All right.
Time to play the KLOS name game. It's up to $9,500. We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And Wally, the last couple of guesses were Captain Caveman. Do you remember Captain Caveman?
Yeah, no.
And Odie, the dog from Garfield, his little pet, his little toy.
Those are the last two. What do you got?
Those were wrong, yeah. What do you think it is?
I think it's Little Lulu.
Little Lulu. That's a tough one to say, especially if you're not sober, which is tough for me to say right now.
However, yeah. I'm sorry, it's not correct.
Sorry, Little Lulu. Wally.
Failed you.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll have a word with Little Lulu in the parking lot.
There you go.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for playing. So tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
$9,600.
6 months after he passed away, Jimi Hendrix's album Cry of Love was certified gold on this day in rock in 1971. Just a little before changing their name to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Mud Crutch left Gainesville for the mythical city of Los Angeles on this day in rock in 1974.